After an appeals court rejected his double jeopardy claim, Bruno and his legal team are preparing for a second federal trial. In 2009, the longtime powerful Rensselaer County Republican, who eventually resigned his seat, was convicted of two counts of mail fraud. The U.S. Supreme Court later tossed out part of the theft of honest services statute Bruno was charged under, and his conviction was overturned. Federal prosecutors are moving the case back to the front burner in an attempt to retry the 84-year-old. Tom Carr is an attorney with Tully Rinke.
I guess the first thing that jumped out at me was the court's decision, in that Bruno's attorneys had claimed, well, we've been tried on these charges before, and therefore we can't be tried again. As the court put it, you were tried on these two charges, you were actually convicted of these two charges, and it was because of a Supreme Court decision that overturned the law as it stood, saying that there needs to be essentially a quid pro quo element to show bribery, and that wasn't done before, that wasn't the theory of the case before, but even so, the court is still allowing Mr. Bruno to be essentially retried again on those two charges.
Bruno's age may be one thing in favor, WAMC's political observer, Alan Shartok.
Who at 84, 85 really deserves, they've put him through the ringer. To me, he may have done wrong, but this has really been torture, and it may be time to let him off the hook and to let him live the rest of his life.
Some have suggested Bruno's attorneys might ask for a change of venue due to Bruno's notoriety. His last trial gripped downtown Albany for weeks. Carr doesn't see any reason or advantage to moving the trial. Bruno faces up to 20 years on the charges.
Even if he goes to trial and loses, I think the judge would be hard-pressed to come back and impose a higher sentence on the same charges. So really, I think the downside he's looking at is the 2 years that he was already sentenced to, albeit on the charges that the conviction that was overturned.
Bruno attorney E. Stewart Jones explains what's next for the case.
On Tuesday at 3 o'clock, there was a conference before Judge Sharp, who is the federal district judge assigned to Joe Bruno's case. And at that conference, next steps will be discussed, both appellate steps and further review and reconsideration of decisions of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and also the trial date potential, which would likely be sometime in the late fall.
One thing is certain, Bruno's colorful life in the political spotlight is gearing up for what may be its final act. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.